at top level here tonight. Matt Check and referee, the Panthers and Cowboys season is underway, and a wobbly old kickoff hooking left. And the Cowboys ready to rock and roll. Trial match against Parramatta here 2 weeks ago.
Step,
off the left foot for a try. Might repeat the dose here. Yo and Cleary finding his second rower. Cape Bob bounces over. Oh boy, Melbourne so impressive to start Thursday night. Penrith at the same level.
And I knew they were going to be a force.
So Cleary's second kick of the night, banged over, two from two. Stimnil, capable the try, Cleary two from two. Kickow on the charge. Have a look at this. Poor old Scotty Drinkwater was saying a prayer as Kickow got to him. Curaçao and Cleary, Yo, wide and deep. Edwards out in front of Momorowski. Does he know Staines can score a try? He doesn't need him. Momorowski scores on his Panthers debut.
He's about to have a look at something.
No, they will review it.
He's lost it.
Will for the Cowboys fans right now. No try. Curaçao, Yo, Cleary. Shake the pass long. Edwards to Staines. The hands and over the sideline. What about the catch?
He wanted another one.
And he do that at pace. Braith. Last tackle for Cleary to bomb. He was hit and driven hard after kicking. Holmes doesn't jump at all. He will still come up with a ball. No, he won't. Oh, then it's pinball. It ricochets up. I've got no idea what happened. Edwards has kicked for the corner.
It's a good one.
They're going to get something out of it. Drinkwater's with it. He steps Edwards. And now he's going to run it back over the 10. End offload. Tabuai Fadeau with a ball. His knife through hot butter stuff from Nathan Cleary. 10 from the line. Tyrone May. Edwards. 3-on-2. Looking for Charlie. Oh, he's lost the ball. He was ready to launch.
So we got a handover.
He looked like he was going to score for all money. Tabuai Fadeau again, his second try saver of the night.
Last play, Panthers. Tyrone May switch left. Luai left footstep. Edwards spots a hole and strides through. A Jack Rabbit in a one jersey for Penrith. Dylan Edwards. It just opened up for him. How could he refuse? Working them around like chess pieces at the moment, Penrith. Fisher Harris, Luai, step over the top, Brighton with the ball, Brighton Toto, the dive! Has he gone too wide, Brighton Toto? No way! Cameraman went flying, what an entertainer! Brighton Toto is another local junior scores for Penrith. Last tackle for Penrith, Tyrone May, clearing. Kick high. Holmes has to try and defuse this. Clean catch.
Oh.
Miller, Liam Martin's got it back to Yo. Yo, yes. That was some catch. Almost uncontested by the Cowboys. Have both won matches so far this weekend. They led 8-0 at halftime. They were never really challenged after the break.
Welcome back for another episode of Panthers Weekly with Straubs and Teach. I'm Straubs. I'm joined by my man Teach.
Hey, boys and girls, children of all ages. Fantastic for you to be hearing us again. We're back 2 weeks in a row. We said if we win, we'll be back. And
we did, but why did you make it sound so creepy? You sounded like a
hello,
creepy old man there. Hey, boys and girls.
Welcome to Panthers Weekly.
It's the fucking terrifying.
Hannibal Lester style, man, you know? He puts the lotion on the skin. Did you just say Hannibal? Again.
Did you just say Hannibal Lester?
Probably. It's a speech impediment.
Oh, man. Hannibal Lester.
It's Hannibal Lester, but with a speech. Lester? He's got a lisp.
He's got a little bit of a lisp. Hannibal Lester.
Hello, Curly.
It's hard to get you. Who cares what
let's get on with it. Let's get on with it.
You said it's week two, we're coming off a win. That's why you're hearing our voices for a start. We are going to get into that. You obviously just heard the wrap up to start the show. It was a great night. But we're going to look at a little bit of news first, Teach. And right off the bat, one of the biggest injustices of all time is apparently close to being resolved.
Yep, that's right.
The Independent Commission about to step in.
Yep.
And a call could be made as soon as the next couple of weeks.
About? Come on.
To put...
Go on.
The Dally M medal...
Who?
Around the neck, over the shoulders...
Of?
Craig fucking Gower.
Right. And about time to...
What is it? 17, 18 years too late, but my God, the man deserves it. And I'm so glad it's coming. Surely. Sanity prevails.
I think it's only fair that is presented in a special presentation. Not just, you know, driving past and they throw out the medal. Oy. Peter Volandis just throws out the medal out the car window. Here you go, Craig. Have fun, mate. No, I don't want that. I want
a... Like you're selling something, like you're selling something to a stranger on Facebook.
This is it, you know. I want a special... television, one night only special, talking about the life and times of Craig Gower, a la This Is Your Life. And to conclude, the Queen herself presents Ooh. Craig with the medal and a knighthood for good measure.
Look, I'd go at least a step further than that. All of that should happen. Mm-hmm. But I would think some sort of, and this is above our technological grade, but surely someone can step in, some sort of live Panthers Weekly episode on top of that, in which we gauge his live reaction and talk to the man as the great injustice comes to an end.
I think that's just mic him up. You know, as they start to mic up the players now in the NFL and all that, just mic him up. Have a special, True. Like they do in Fox Sports, have a special Gower cam where it's just, you know what? Let's do a Gower special, like a week-long special, like Shark Week, but Gower Week. And just a week dedicated channel to Craig Gower highlights. Not just with the
there
Panthers.
There are kids out there.
You know, rugby union and all that too, when he played for Italy, you know?
Australia, yeah. State of Origin.
Yep. All of them.
Italy, yep.
Just a Gower
There are
fest.
Kids out there who don't know who Craig Gower is.
No.
And they don't know why this is such a big deal.
But they need to be educated. And I feel it's up to Fox Sports, Channel 9, and the NRL to fill that void, to educate the uneducated.
I was sort of hoping you might quickly do that on this show.
No, I'm off the clock, sorry.
You're off the clock? You're not an educator?
Not after this time.
It's not a lifelong...
My kids are like, Dad, why?
Vocation.
What did my youngest ask today? Why can Godzilla breathe underwater? I don't know, mate. I'm off the clock. Not my job. You do your own research.
Don't care.
Okay?
Yeah. Just go for a little Google search, son.
This is it.
Well, look, I was like 13, 14 at the time, but as I remember it, the Players' Union went on strike, and as such, the Dally M was not awarded, even though Gower was basically the runaway leader and would therefore have won the trophy in the year, or the medal in the year that we won the premiership. And the minor premiership, obviously, is the best team in the competition just across the board. And now, you know, the NRL on the back of, you know, love him or hate him, Peter Volandis. And sometimes I think, oh, he's a bit up himself. And, you know, he likes to big note himself. And then, just as I'm really starting to go off him, bam, he has a crack at the AFL and I am so back in.
He's very good at that, isn't he?
Oh, I don't even care. Like, it's trivial Code War shit, but I love it so much.
It's more because Victorians just bite so hard.
Yeah. He just rolls out a little reel and bam, and I love it.
That's fantastic. Anyone that upsets the Victorian brothers is okay in my books.
Absolutely. So. Other news, the Pantherettes, they're back.
Fantastic,
last
too.
Saturday night against the Cowboys. Yep. Katie Manning in charge now.
Yep, the old Pantherette herself. We never had her on the show, but we have had a few Pantherettes over the years, and they've been absolutely fantastic to talk to. And I tell you what, the kids love them. They're needed. We spoke about, you know, well, friends and I spoke about the Parramatta cheerleaders being taken away and the crap that ideas for that. And fantastic, the Panthers stuck strong, and the women love it. The kids love it. And that's the important thing, isn't it? The kiddies. You know, they're the future Panthers fans.
Absolutely.
And future Panther players. And brings a bit of excitement to him. I know Hayden, my oldest, he's always loved seeing the cheerleaders and or the, what did he call them, the cheerladies. He caught them all these years. And
no wonder he does. They all line up for photos with
him.
Well,
I'm not complaining either.
I've seen it.
That's it, mate.
I've seen it.
But it's fantastic that they keep doing it, and they did an absolutely cracking performance again in a very, very warm conditions. So good to see him.
Absolutely. Now, a bit of controversy this week stirred up amongst you, the faithful out there on the Facebook groups and all that, the old concerns, I guess, about Zach Bailey, the ground announcer, replaced our beloved Scott McRae. Some of us still haven't let that go. I might be one of them. He seems fine, but it's come out that he also works as a ground announcer for the Eels, and that's upset a few people, Teach. Do you have a say? Do you have an opinion on that?
Two things. First of all, I'm not going to fault a man for, you know, earning an income. That's fine.
Get your dollar bills, y'all.
The reality is, though, the Panthers are a suburban club. We're a very insular club. We like our own. Scotty wasn't a Panther man growing up, but he came to love the Panthers. To him, you could tell it was more than just a job. It was a passion. He loved it. Mm. You know, he became a big Panther fan.
And we've talked about that with him on the show.
Yep. And he's always been a big, you know, the fans love him for the most part. He doesn't please everyone. He knows that. But the fans knew that he was a Panther man. Zach, if he's working for Parramatta, especially, it's going to be hard as a fan to engage with what he's saying. I don't want it to be just one of those, you know, one-size-fits-all ground announcers like ANZ Stadium have. I don't like that.
Yeah, and that's what it feels like, isn't it? That's exactly what it kind of feels like. As you said, I don't want to bag the guy. No,
and it's not him personally. It's not where it's
and for anyone who's done that sort of job at any sort of level, emceeing, ground announcing, it's not fun and it's not easy.
Oh, God, no.
Particularly if you're struggling, or if you're trying to, you know, follow the great man and fill big boots like Scotty McRae. So I don't envy being in that position, but it does come across, like you said, it's a little bit, I guess, it's almost like a bit of a corporate-y whitewash. Just get that, you know, bit of a bland voice. We know Scotty got in trouble a couple of times and said a couple of little things, but that was what we liked. We liked the unique energy that he brought.
100%. I remember
against
the Sharks years ago. He brought out a big inflatable shark and threw it into the black hole. You know, little things like that. And it engages the
fans. Was not his fault what claws or paws.
But it engages
not his fault.
It engages the fans, and that's the idea. You know? And yeah, okay. Yeah. Their job isn't during the game that important. You know, this person's subbing for this person, whatever, that's all good and well. But there's a lot of downtime between, you know, cup and first grade, and it's not bad to be entertained a little bit, especially, you know, to pump you up before kickoff. And, you know, while Zach does what he can, one, the fact is, as you said, it sounds more corporate. And two, to Parramatta, like, the only step worse would be going to the Sharks, you know?
That's it. They're pretty much the only two options that it's, to me, it's just like, no
yeah,
way.
You don't do that. So, yeah, I wasn't happy with that. But it is what it is. You know, we can't control it. But I can certainly see why the fans are upset.
And it's not going to change. You know, they turned back once when they first made the decision to part ways with Scott. And, you know, there was just such an outpouring of emotion that they did take a step back and, I guess, take that on board. But this time, I think that, you know, they've ripped the Band-Aid off and they're not gonna put it back on. So we move on. But it is, of course, acknowledging that, you know, Scott McRae is a big part of a lot of the great memories that we've all had going to Penrith Park over the years.
Yeah.
All right. On another note, the members' roll of honour for those who pledged and committed their full membership fees despite being locked out of games last season. Looks like it's underway.
Yep. They had the...
There's a big update.
They had the draft up at the game on the weekends, and I found the boys' names. You know, we did our pledge, as a lot of fans and members did. And it's a nice little idea that the Panthers are going with. We've been to the academy quite a few times over the years, and we saw the players' role of all the players who have played first grade for the Panthers. And it's nice to have, you know, a bit of recognition for the sacrifice a lot of fans made, financially speaking, last year, and putting it up there in the academy as well. So that's going up there soon, which is going to be fantastic. Everyone's just going to make sure the names are spelled correctly. And there's already been a couple that need to be amended, but that's the point of the draft. That's why you do a draft.
Well, that's it. That's why you do a draft before you click publish, isn't it?
So,
all right. Yeah. Well, I think it's great. I think it's great. Yeah. I think we move on, though.
I think so.
I think we talk about three games of footy last
I think we should.
Starting off with the jersey flag, with the Penrith Panthers 24, defeated the South Sydney Rabbitohs 16, tries to Ethan Clark Wood, a double, Tom Jenkins, a double, and Sadie Sublaban. Connor Mason, with just the two goals, ran riot over the South Sydney Rabbitohs, and a big win to get the ball rolling for the flag boys.
Yeah, I wasn't there for that game. It was a bit too early for me. I was mowing by the time kickoff happened. And thank God I did too with the weather that we're experiencing this week. But for more reports, the boys played well. They're a good young team. There's a lot of very talented players coming through. And it's a good start to the end. That's what you want. You want to be 1-1. It's a lot better than being 0-1.
Absolutely. And from, as I said, I didn't get to see that game either. But from what I hear from my spies, prop forward Hannah El-Nachar is one to keep an eye on. Big fella with a big future in front of him. It looks like the Panthers wrapped that one fairly easily before South got a bit of a late consolation. Moving on to the New South Wales Cup. Did you get there for this one, Teach?
I did. And let's just say there was a lot of emotions. Sometimes they were playing great football. Sometimes they were playing very poor football. But in the end, they got enough to get the Bickies 30 points to 26. With tries to Scott Sorensen, Matt Burden, Isaac Targo, who absolutely killed it on that edge, Billy Burns, and Brent Naden, who had a bit of a mixed bag of performance, and Kurt Forrest kicking 5 goals. And overall, not a bad game there from Kurt. But just quickly on Brent Naden, he was sin bin for 10 minutes for a bit of back chat with the referee, I believe. And now he's on a 2-game suspension. So not a good return for NATO after the end of last year and the issues faced in the off-season.
Yeah, especially when you want to see a bit of maturity out of one of the guys that's stepping down into that grade who's played a fair bit of first grade.
Yeah, NATO's a very emotional player. We've seen that. He's very, very attached to the game itself. And he interacts with the fans at times. You know, he's near us. And you know, last year when we were up by a fair bit, he would give us a thumbs up and have a bit of a laugh and all that sort of stuff. And that's just the person he is. And take it or leave it, I love it. But, you know, he's not going to change for you and you're not going to change for him. And why should you? So he's just got to get a little bit more aware of the context of the game and his role in it now as somewhat of a senior player, as you said, in a very, very young team. But just quickly on that left edge, Young May and Isaac Tago absolutely killed it and pretty much won the game for the Panthers with some fantastic work, especially from Young May cutting the South Sydney defence to pieces before Tago finished with a fantastic try. So all in all, it's a pretty solid performance. This week they're playing the pre-game, and I don't know if it's going to be as easy this week, but especially a few players missing, but we'll see how we go.
And just on that, your thoughts, I don't know if you saw much of Scott Sorensen or Young Jennings or Jamin Salmon, some of the new guys.
Yeah, they played some good football. Jennings did some good things, as you'd expect with his experience. Sorensen worked hard and overall, nothing outstanding, but nothing bad either.
Excellent. Well, we may as well talk about the big one, first grade. The Panthers did all right.
They did enough. They did enough.
It was a bit scrappy at times. Obviously, 24 points to nil. And I have inadvertently deleted the try scorers, which is not a smart thing to do.
Let's see.
As
can
I
you
fill and fill
scored
and
one?
Fill and fill. Brian To'o
scored one. Yeah, Yowie scored
Jerome
one.
Luai scored one.
Cable scored one.
Scored one. Yes, my memory's cooked. I'm an old man.
So
there were some goals. Nathan Cleary kicked those. I remember
he
that.
Did. He's very good at kicking goals. Now,
24-0. Kept him scoreless. Got the job done.
It was a frustrating game, no?
It certainly wasn't all our own way, particularly when we were sort of at 8-0 there for quite some time. Dylan Edwards, he scored a try as well.
Oh, yeah, simple try.
Yeah, Absolutely. At 8-0 there, you know, the Cowboys really, really held the Panthers out for a long time, and you started to think they're only a try or two away from really turning the momentum of this game, and thankfully for us, it just didn't come. But they certainly kept themselves in the game, and we lacked a bit of that killer punch for a little while until the second half, and things started to, I guess, you know, all the defence the Cowboys had to endure started to take its toll.
Yeah, it's a fantastic effort by the Panthers defensively, especially to keep them scoreless. Like, as you said, you know, the Cowboys didn't really throw a great deal at Penrith, but there's a couple of times we had to defend our own line and some absolute bone-rattling tackles. I think it was Api Korosau, which did an absolute cracker, which dislodged the ball on our own line. But we were the better team, and we really should have put more. But a lot of the times, that right edge, it just wasn't clicking. You know, we make half a break, and then, you know, we drop ball or, you know, tackled out of bounds or just ball behind the player. It just wasn't clicking in that right edge between Mamarowski and Staines. But, hey, it's their first game together, effectively. You expect that to happen. Mm. So...
Yeah, that you know, clinical finish should come, or that bit of polish you expect will come in coming weeks. But overall, I thought, you know, you score a handful of tries, you keep an opposition team scoreless, you've pretty much done everything you can do in that first week, and, you know, we've set ourselves up for a good start to the season, which is, you know, as we discussed last week, not always been the case for the Panthers. We've sort of sputtered out of the gates in past years on a couple of occasions.
I remember 2017, I think it was, against the Dragons. And we had all the hype, and it came up on my Facebook memories the other day. All the hype, and then we absolutely got destroyed. And I remember driving home thinking, what the hell happened? All this hype in the off-season after last year, you know, after 2016. And we dished up that. Fortunately, we made the 8 in the end, but it wasn't a great season all in all. But
A couple of years before that, when we played Newcastle on a Sunday afternoon and it was about 40 degrees, same sort of thing, a lot of hype. And then it was like, this is so bad, I'm not actually that upset that I'm going to die of heat exhaustion. Like, just get it over and done with.
Can I just give special mention to James Fisher-Harris?
You've got your own podcast, Steve. You can give special mention to whoever you like.
107 post-contact meters. 107 post-contact. Now, having a quick look over the stats.
230 running meters total too, so like a big chunk.
Well, having a look at the stats, he ran for more post-contact meters than the Cowboys forwards ran for meters, with Josh Maguire being their best at 103. So he ran more post-contact than the Cowboys did pre-contact.
That's pretty good.
Incredible.
If I don't say so myself.
Absolutely incredible performance. And
the rumor is that we're are going to offer him a pretty lengthy 4 or 5 year contract.
Mate,
and
lock him up.
You can see why.
Lock him up.
Yeah, we don't want him to go anywhere.
He is a beast. And we spoke about it last week of what the club means to him and things like that. But he's getting better and better, and it's scary. In only 61 minutes. And he absolutely killed it. So, yeah, sorry, special mention.
That's
there.
not that much more than Jason Taumalolo, and everyone was talking about how he didn't have time to perform in such a limited capacity.
Yeah, especially for $1 million a year player.
Mm. Hopefully Fish doesn't cost us quite that much.
I'm happy to pay it.
A hometown discount.
I'm happy to pay
Look, so am I, but a bit of a hometown discount. I want to try and keep the boys together.
I think that'd be nice.
Obviously. Anyway, let's take a quick break.
Okay.
And then on the other side, we'll look forward to next week.
Obviously, so hard to get here, and you know, the opportunities don't come that often. I'd love to have a game again tomorrow, that's for sure. It's a frustrating game. I still can't quite explain the game yet, so I need a bit of time for that.
So then, is that how it ends? You ready to call it off? You reckon we missed our shot? Take a seat, son. We're just getting started. Get up and we go again. The fire we lit, it rages on. There's new leaders, new blood, the same motivation. We're young, but we're fierce. Because there's power playing on home turf. The real home team. This is the area. This is family. We've lived our lives on these fields. We were raised in these colours. And this time around, no more locked gates and empty stands, yeah? You're coming with us. Retaliation, retribution, redemption. Call it what you want. We'll just be out here making plays in that. From Dubbo to the Druid. We're running it back. 30 years since that first taste of glory. And we're still on the hunt. Fighting for every inch. Defying those who put us down. Once we're underdogs, rise as contenders. Now, they see us coming.
And welcome back after what must have only seemed like a few seconds worth of a break for you, but was painful minutes of me having to deal with Teach. No comeback. I sort of paused, waited. I thought there'd be a comeback or some sort of witticism.
Mate. I'm not going to lower myself to your level. I'm above that, I've decided, as of this moment.
You keep telling yourself that.
Oh, I will.
Jersey Flag, round two. The boys take on the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs at Belmore Sports Ground in Sydney, 10:30 a.m. on Saturday the 27th of March. I'm not going to take you through the whole side because nobody wants to hear it. All I'll say is Coach Ben Harden named the squad with some changes. 5'8" Sadi Sublaban replaces Sunia Taruva at fullback. Nihuai Puru comes into the halves to partner Hayden Bonanno in the only changes to a side that had a round one win. So if you get a chance before everything kicks off, Belmore's a great ground to go and watch footy at. It's a prick of a ground to get to. It's terrible parking, but it's a good ground to watch footy at.
I wouldn't go this week. I think you might get washed away.
It's very possible. And I don't think the surface is going to hold up as well as Bankwest might.
No, well, Bankwest has got 3 games on it in a space of 3 days.
Yeah, it's getting churned right the hell up today, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Well, you got today. You got the A-League tomorrow. And you got the Panthers game the day after that. And apparently the Cup game is going to be on channel on Fox Sports because it's the 12 o'clock game or whatever. So, nice. The field's going to be a bit worse for wear, I think, but it's only first grade boys get out there.
Beat the hell up, I think, is the phrase you're looking for. We do take a quick look. Peter Wallace's side, Brett Naden, as you said, serving a 2-week suspension for a dangerous contact charge, while Jermaine Hopgood is also unavailable for selection due to a head knock suffered in last week's win over the Rabbitohs. The boys, so we've got Sunia Taruva, who comes up from the flag side at fullback. The wings, Rob Jennings and Taylan May. In the centres, Jamin Salmon and Isaac Targo. Your halves, Matt Burton and Kurt Falls. Jaden Tanner, Lindsay Smith, the props with Mitch Kenny hooking. And your back row, John Fo'umu, Billy Burns and Scott Sorensen. With a 5-man bench, Brendan Hands, Alex Cicino, Billy Sikarikas, Anton Iaria and Trent Tulau.
Should be all right. As you said, missing some talent.
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah, but
interesting to see.
Oh, it's a good opportunity.
How few of these
defense.
Young guys go?
Well, that's it. It's a Foxtel game, 12:40 kickoff. So against Mounties, which I think isn't a bad team. I think they had a good win actually on the weekend, going from memory. Or they're the one
Your
where they lost.
Your guess is as good as mine.
No,
they might have had a draw.
No, it was a game that I watched. I'm pretty sure it was Mounties against Blacktown Workers, and I think Mounties actually lost. Going, I don't know. You know what? Look it up yourself. I'm not your slave. All right? Good God. I'm giving you an option. They won, lost, but highly unlikely drew. Okay? I can't do it anymore. I'm done, Straubs. I'm out. You guys figure it out.
Okay.
See ya. Your own goddamn team.
All good. All right.
No result, man. No, not you I'm specifically. The listeners.
Okay, man.
They do their own job. Yeah, you just read out the team list for them. Here we are. It's late. I don't know if they won or lost. I just know that they did something.
And I don't care. I don't care. I really don't care. Don't give a shit. Yeah. I hope we win the New South Wales Cup this week because I like it when teams wearing Panthers jumpers win. And I really like it when the team that's going to kick off at 3 o'clock. Did I say a clock? Well, it'll be 3 o'clock on a clock when the Panthers kick off at Bankwest Stadium against the Bulldogs. It's pretty much an unchanged side, really. So I'm not going to go through it. The only change, Scott Sorensen comes into the 21-man squad to replace Jermaine Hopgood, who, as I previously said, is out after a head knock in the concussion protocols from last week. The Panthers will wear the 2021 away jersey.
Nah, I felt bad.
You felt bad? You went and looked it up, didn't you?
I did. They beat Newcastle. I was completely wrong. I was thinking of a completely different game. They beat Newcastle 26-8 at McDonald's.
Lord fucking help me.
So, sorry, everyone.
So what the hell were you watching?
I was watching the North Sydney Bears versus the Blacktown Workers.
And who won that? Now that we're on it, we may as well know.
That team, that game had it all. There was punches and everything. It was crazy.
Well, but it was very memorable for you, clearly.
Yeah, I lost money on it.
New South Wales Cup's good footy, though. Like,
I like it, man.
Seriously, if you get a chance to watch it, yeah, it's good footy.
So, and it's great to see. Yeah, well,
you get a good mix. You get guys with experience. You get guys looking for a bit of experience. You get a lot of cool things. So I do recommend it. I mean, not that anyone wasn't watching them and is just going to sit there and after I've said that and go, yeah, I'm gonna watch them, but if you are in that camp, then I reckon you should watch it.
I think so. Know.
Teach, okay. Save me here. Let's move on. First grade.
Okay. All right. Let's do it. The Penrith Panthers are taking on the Canterbury Bankstown and Bulldogs at Bankwest Stadium at the moment. But being we spoke about the conditions of the field, don't be surprised if the NRL make a late change. Just you heard it here first. I'm literally making this up as we go, but that's not the point. There potentially may be a late change of venue.
Take putting it out the there. Under.
I would too. Yeah, let's go to the overs of 38.5 points in freaking Noah Ark type weather. Fantastic choice. Money well spent. Anyway.
For those at home, in the... well, I've got to say it now. You've alluded to it. Teach took the overs in tonight's Melbourne-Parramatta game. With I'm not, torrential run.
Smart, man. But I figured Melbourne are going to score points, I thought. And Parramatta are going to score points, I thought. And no one's going to defend, I thought. And I was wrong on all three.
Yeah, a lot of defence, not that many points.
Let's just say I thought wrong. Anyway, we're not here to talk about my gambling addiction. We are here to talk about the Panthers. Responsibly. Going from fullback all the way through to your extended bench, we have Dylan Edwards, Charlie Staines, Paul Mamaraski, Stephen Crichton, Brian Tuttle, the Jerome Luai, Nathan Cleary, the captain, Moses Leota, Appy Korosau, James Fisher-Harris, Viliami Kikau, Kurt Capel, and Isaiah Yeo, your second captain. And on an extended bench at the moment, we have Tyro May, Spencer Lanou, Matt Eisenhuth, Liam Martin, Scott Sorensen, Matt Burton, and Robert Jennings. And that is your 2021 Penrith Panthers.
Are you, you're making a bit of a play to replace Zach Bailey there?
Well, we all know that I'm not going to be commentating at another person's game for an opposition team.
Very
am I?
True.
I am not that sort of man. Not now.
I feel like we. I feel like we've done our dash with that over the years.
Burned too many bridges.
Yeah. Do you remember you were there when, not to go totally off tangent, but when we went and ground announced the hockey?
I was with you. And we did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You were there, right?
Someone got angry at us.
Yeah, the ref. The ref came in and fucking abused me.
It's like, well, no,
the ref's boss. Because it was a goal, and then he ruled it out. And I was like, I don't know, it looked like a goal to me. I've never watched hockey in my life, mind you, so I don't know why I'm ground announcing this shit.
No, I'm questioning your
honesty. Don't question my honesty or the honesty of my boys. I'm like, man, I haven't got a fucking clue what's going on. It went in the box.
That was so
awful. I literally said it looked like a goal to me, mate. That was a great day. I was not asked back.
It was a very long day.
And at least, yeah, it did drag on. Like the boss there, the boss of the hockey used to like work with my dad, and he was like, your son causing all sorts of grief. And I'm like, still, the ball went in the goal. Calm down. I'm not questioning your fucking integrity, son.
Wow.
Anyway, that's an NRL game. That was like 10 years ago.
Good times. Classic.
Yes. Yeah. This weekend, Panthers, Saturday, Bulldogs.
All right, first what try scorer.
We should probably win. First try scorer for me. I'm going to go. Happy Coruscant. Why not?
I had a thought today that our second rollers and forwards score a lot of first tries. So on that note, I'm going to go big kicks.
Big Billy kicks.
Big kicks. Jump on it. Just
Billy
like
kicks
go
sounds
overs.
Like a front man for an 80s glam rock band.
And on the stage, welcome Big Kicks.
Big Billy
kicks.
Big
and he's got
Billy
like the full
kicks.
The puffy, bleach blonde hair. So, and he's like, wow!
Just like massively long, yeah. You want to rock?
Just get the power chords.
But instead, cool. He looks like a Supreme Court judge with his hair.
What? No.
He looks like he got the judge's wig on.
Yeah, you're alone on that call. I'll be honest. I'm not going to support you.
I don't think I am.
When he's holding you up with one hand and just laying into you, I'll be like, well, you had it coming. Not that he would, because he's an absolute legend of a bloke.
He's such a nice guy. I'm not worried about it.
He really is.
Like James Fisher-Harris on the other hand, nice guy, but I'm terrified of him.
He's such
Kicks is laid back. He's got that Fijian
brother
vibe.
It's Fijian. Yeah, Bulla. Everyone's
he's got the
Fijian
vibe. I was just gonna say he's got that Bulla vibe. But then I thought, beautiful. Is it racist if I say that? So I'm not gonna say it.
No, man, I've been to Fiji
the
a couple
way
of times.
I said it.
The people there are awesome. They are the nicest Never people on the planet. They are voted the nicest people on the planet.
By who? Actually, who voted for that, Ben? No one asked
the
me.
The people of Earth.
Just everyone? Because I
yours
was
is
not
in the
asked.
Mail. Yours is in the mail.
I would have voted for Scotland, the place where nobody wants to be and everyone hates everyone. Because that's my general outlook on life.
Isn't that America?
So I get it.
I thought that was America.
Yeah, but with guns.
Ah, right. Scotland's with hackers.
That's the difference. Yeah. Scotland walk around with a bagpipe. America guns. We're going to win this football game. I'm going to say it straight up.
Score
Penrith.
Prediction.
What did I say last week? I said 24-4, didn't I? Because I like the sound of it. This week, I'm going to say 34-6.
In the wet.
Yeah, true. It's going to be pissing down. I'm going to go Penrith 22.
Go overs.
Yeah, back the overs. 100%. Get on the overs. Penrith will score a mozza. Yeah, no, screw it. 34-6.
Okay.
Screw it. The Dogs are shit.
They really are. I'm going to go 28-10. I think they're going to score some points, but not many.
They're going to beat us. They're going to beat us now that we've said that.
I think the rain is going to hurt us, but it's going to hurt them more.
It's a leveler.
Their forward
pack
is nowhere near the level of our forward pack.
It's true. If it's a consolidated middle game, we win that game. If it's an expansive game, we win that game.
But just by not...
I feel like we just win this game. And I feel like at the same time, Trent Barrett, shut the fuck up. Bulldogs fans, get over it. The Matty Burton situation is not like Josh Mansour's situation.
Did you watch the clip? Yeah, you would have watched the clip with Paul Kent carrying on. Yeah. Mate, how good's Brandy?
Paul Kent is. Yeah, takes no shit, and nor should he. What a legend.
This was the most ridiculous... there was another article today by Bulldog Richie. Like, guys, let
Telegraph
it go.
Telegraph hacks.
It was there. Telegraph it's like a Bulldogs hacks. Major sponsor demand that Penrith let him go. And I saw a comment from someone on Twitter. It's like, who cares what he says? Sums it up.
Yeah.
Who cares
what
he
says? He's our backup half. Why would we get rid of him?
Yeah, and they're going
to
give him still an upper. Still an upper
Josh
staying on the bench.
All the power was Josh Mansour's. If he wanted to stay, he could stay and play reserve grade and get paid a mozza.
How good is the contract?
He chose to go and look for a first grade game.
How totally is the contract? Different. There's a contract both parties in place. Have we're to under, agree to it.
Exactly. We're under no obligation whatsoever to release him. And you know what? The more they whinge about it, the more I think, fuck him. Just fuck them.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
You know what this I mean? Like, I have not got time for this shit.
Yeah, it's a team which
I hope we put him on the bench this week. I hope he gets like 2 minutes at the end of the game, just to, as we're absolutely flogging them. Throw him on for the last couple of minutes. And nothing against Matty. From all reports, he's doing the right thing. He's not arcing up and he's not causing a
no,
scene.
No, this isn't
and
coming from Matty at all. You know,
exactly. No. This is all from the Bulldogs and from the fucking Daily Telegraph crap.
Remember their old slogan, bread not bought?
Yeah.
So much for that.
They've come a long way from that, haven't they? And so what did we say when we were watching the Parramatta Melbourne game? Like, it feels like every team's got half a dozen Penrith juniors in it.
Well, what was it? The promo players. Video last year for the finals. You know, and it's like pretty much every club has a Panther player somewhere in it.
Yeah, and it's because we do breed players.
We do. You know, we didn't for a little while there. There was a few years there where we purchased, but Gus came over, the club got sorted out, and now it's just a fantastic refinery. Not a meat
massive
grinder, but
bulk of our first grade squad is local juniors or juniors and that are brought into the club
grade.
At a young age.
Yep. Yeah. Same with the lower grades too. It's incredible.
And but, you even see it in the way we times. Sign. We sign guys that come in as depth. We're not out chasing first grade talent. Realistically, I mean, Paul Momorowski has come in, yep. But guys like Scott Sorensen, Rob Jennings, Jayan Salmon, they're coming in to compete. Exactly. Well, yeah, I mean, totally different.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
The guys that we do bring in are coming to compete. We're not going out there trying to make a marquee signing. We've built so much of our squad. I mean, you go through our starting 13, it's pretty much Momorowski and Coruscant are the only two.
Kickout.
Well, Kickout was Cowboys, yeah. But we got him quite young. I'm going to take it. And Cade, well, fuck it. I keep undoing myself.
You really keep still, digging that hole, man. Dig like up, stupid.
Nine and a half out of 13. I'll take that.
And you get 9.5.
Well, I'm giving myself half a point for Kickout. He was quite young.
He came here as reserve grader.
Yeah, I give myself half a point.
Well,
I didn't ask you.
One full point.
I didn't ask you what you thought of it. I just gave myself half a point.
I'm deducting you one full point for claiming that his hair was that of a court judge, a high court judge.
I think I said Supreme Court.
Supreme
if we go back
court,
to the
even
tape.
Worse. The bloody weeks, the old English week.
I feel
anyway,
like I spend way more
here.
Time in court than you. Yeah, it's call it. You're pissing
call
me
it,
off now.
It's done. Find your own facts until I feel guilty, then I'll look it up for you.
Yeah, just wait till he feels guilty. He will just look shit up.
I've got a guilty conscience. Anyway, guys, we're going to call it there. Whatever. Thank you very much for listening back to the show. We've done it. We've become weekly again.
Oh, Panthers weekly! With Strobs and Teach.
Remember the old days when we were weekly?
Remember it's the old days long. When we had a passion for it? And I mean, long. Come on, it only started as an excuse to meet players. Let's be honest. It's, we went to Philby and a couple
and
of the boys.
It's fun, though. Like, yeah. Remember... The, what was it 2019 when we didn't win games and it wasn't fun? Yeah, that was fun.
It sucked balls.
Oh, so bad.
Sucked.
Now we're just used to winning. It's like, yeah, another week, another win. That's how we roll. So
whatever. Moving
anyway,
on. Anyway, absolute belter this week. Come on, you Panthers.
If you can get down there, get down and support the boys. But if you can't, remember, watch the games on Fox Sports, including the New South Wales Cup game, seeing off around 12:20, I think it was. Other than that, look after yourselves and try to stay dry.
Peace.